out, and you're going to have an answer. Amen? Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. I just want to just go to the scripture tonight just for a few minutes. And I just want to remind us that the Bible says this in Psalm 63, verse 1. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. I want you to understand something, that throughout the Bible, oh man, I'm getting stirred up. Because I promise you that throughout the Bible, you're going to see that there has been many times where the world has had things going on. You're going to find out that generation after generation has faced difficult times, but the answer in the middle of difficulties has always been Jesus. Amen? Amen. Whew. You're also going to understand this, that in the middle of things like famines, remember what happened to the prophet that went down by the brook? I mean, there he was in a time where it was a famine and the land had dried up and people were going through difficulty, and not only was he being able to drink out of the creek every day, but man, he had ravens and birds bringing him meals every day. Amen? And listen to me, I want you to know something. That was 2020 overall a difficult year? You better believe it was. I mean, there was fears out there that we're afraid of. The virus has things going on. Businesses were impacted. Families were impacted. And you know what's scary is that in some places, do you know that by March of last year, one community in the California area said, we need help because we have had more suicides in a three-month period than we've had in a year at any time before this. And so what we need to understand is that that was a very bad year. But here's what's interesting. In the midst of terrible years for lots of Christians, there's testimony after testimony of the goodness of God. God has rescued. God has provided. God has done. So for all of us who wants to know, what are we going to do in this world that we're living? What we're supposed to do? Seek him first. Put him first. Look unto the Lord, and your strength will be renewed. Amen? I want you, woo, praise God. Uh-oh. Praise God, hallelujah. I mean, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. Those are critical words that must stay in our hearts. And I just want to share something with you. Sometimes I like to just get in that Bible, and I love to just get very familiar scriptures, because here's why. They stand the test of time. Because the Word of God stands the test of time. I mean, the Word of God is the only thing that's been consistent from then till now. The love of God